As the month of August draws to a close and Labor Day draws closer, we're looking at some pretty nice summer weather across eastern New York and western New England. A bit on the muggy side, especially earlier this morning, but now we have a cold front that has pushed off to the east, and with high pressure building in, we are seeing some less humid air enter our area, and that means conditions will be pretty pleasant as we move into tonight as temperatures fall back mainly into the 50s. A few spots south of Albany are likely to be in the lower to mid 60s tonight. We could even see a few 40s, especially through the higher elevations of the Adirondacks. So weather that will be pretty comfortable for sleeping across the region. We're looking at mainly clear to partly cloudy skies overnight, and some areas of fog are likely in our typically prone locations. And moving into the day tomorrow, high pressure will be in control, so we're looking for a good amount of sunshine. A few clouds may mix in from time to time. It'll be a warm day, though not especially hot, with temperatures rising into the upper 70s and lower 80s across the region. Humidity levels will be in check, with dew point temperatures running near the 60 degree mark or so, which means that it will be on the comfortable side and definitely not oppressive. Now moving into Wednesday, we'll see a cold front draw closer, so we'll see some humidity come in during the day. So it will turn more humid as the day moves along on Wednesday. And with that front drawing closer, there is the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, especially Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night. There is a chance that front may slow a bit coming into Thursday, which could continue that shower chance. We'll see how that timing works out. But behind that front, Thursday into Friday, we are looking at some very comfortable air with dropping levels of humidity. Heading to the tropics, where things are pretty active in the Atlantic right now, the most significant storm is Hurricane Gaston, though it really poses no threat to land at this time. So even though it's the most intense storm, it's the least threatening in terms of any rain or wind to any land areas. There are a pair of tropical systems that formed over the weekend. The first one formed into a depression over the weekend. That one is likely to brush the outer banks by the middle part of the week, but it's expected to turn to the northeast and not threaten our area. Another system in the Gulf of Mexico is likely to bring rain to portions of the southeast as the week rolls along, and we'll keep you posted on those changes as the days move along. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, warm and pleasant, high 76 to 82. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, warm and pleasant, high 76 to 82. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, warm and pleasant, high in the lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, warm and pleasant, high 78 to 82. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of afternoon showers and storms, warm and more humid, high 78 to 86. And on Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun, breezy and turning less humid, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.